We're actually exploring Puddletown Forest over the weekend with the dog and just enjoying the greenery that's around. North side of Brisbane, where we were living, very dry, approaching drought conditions around the outskirts of Brisbane.
Really?
It is drought conditions and very severe for the farmers out west in Queensland. It's a harsh lifestyle. And the last 3 summers, everyone says, oh, the heat must be marvellous. But when you have 7 to 8 weeks of 40 degree heat and 95% humidity, it can get a little bit too much.
Yes. How does this all tie in, though, with Kay Hunter? Because I understand it, and correct me if I'm wrong here, Kay is a very British detective. So were you sat there in those Brisbane summers writing these stories?
Sort of, yes. I mean, before we left for Australia 13 years ago, we lived in Maidstone in Kent, where the series is based. And it was more the sense that I knew that area.
Right.
It was the last British area that I knew extremely well.
Yeah.
And I wanted to try and engage my readers in such a sense that if they go to Maidstone and they've read the books, they're going to be very familiar with the area where my detective series is based. And people who are local to that area love it. I get emails from readers that go, oh my gosh, I'm reading the book and I know exactly where that pub was, where they had lunch. I think it gives readers an anchor in the story to latch onto. And although I write police procedures, each police service in this country has a different way of doing things. And it's really a case of finding the balance between getting the facts right but still telling an engaging and an entertaining story. So I will take the facts, I will use them as much as I can, but then I will put a little twist of fiction on it. But I'm very lucky in that I have contacts within different police forces around the UK, and some of them are beta readers, and I can say, can you read that story without wanting to throw the book across the room in frustration? And if I get a pass, we're all good.